Orla Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel 1-3. We've established that a tree must be planted for 3 years before its fruit may be eaten. Our Mishnah and the next Mishnah will consider what happens if the tree gets detached from the ground and then replanted. Does the clock reset and you need 3 more years? Or no, once the tree has reached 3 years, the fruit remains permissible even after transplantation. So the Mishnah says, Ilan Shenakar, if you have a tree that was uprooted, vasele imo, however, attached to its root system remains a big hardened clod of earth that the roots had embedded themselves into. So as it's being detached from the ground, that big clod of earth comes with it. The word sela almost always in Mishnah refers to bedrock, but here we're referring to like a hardened clump of soil around the roots. Or shetafo nahar, or if a river came and washed the tree away, uprooting it along the way, therefore the tree is now detached from the ground, vahasele imo, and the root system of that tree which was washed away remains embedded inside a clod of earth. So then it depends. Im yacho lichios patur. If the tree could remain living just by virtue of being attached to that soil without having to be replanted, so then the clock does not reset and the fruit that grows from that tree in the future is patur, is exempt from orla, meaning we don't consider the tree to have been replanted orla new. Vim lav, but if the tree couldn't survive just with that clod of earth alone, it would die. So then, chayev, so then when it's replanted in the ground, that's considered a planting afresh, and the clock restarts, and the 3 years of chala, of orla kick in all over again. Now there is a question, how long must this tree be able to survive with that clod of earth? And the truth is really by the Rashba is not sure if it means even 3 years like that or just a few days. However, the poskim, including the Minchas Yitzchak and the Chazon Ish, say that the amount of time it takes for Hashrasha, for taking root, is all that we need, meaning Lalacha 14 days. So that means if you consult with your local gardener, and or you, as a matter of fact, leave the tree detached for 14 days, just attach that clod of earth, and the tree is okay afterwards without dying, then it's all right. The clock does not reset. And it's just mere survival. It doesn't need to be able to produce fruit like that. It just simply means that the tree won't be dead. Okay, the Mishnah continues on with a very similar case, but here, instead of the tree being detached and then reattached, here we have the tree remaining in place, but its root system gets exposed, and the soil washes away from the roots. So the tree is not physically moving, but perhaps its roots remain uncovered, and therefore the tree is essentially detached from the ground. The Mishnah says, Ne'ekar hasela mitzido. If the clod of earth in which the tree's roots were embedded get detached, like from the side, it gets knocked off one or the other. Oh, shit, za'atu machareisha, or the plow bangs it off. You're plowing your field and you bang off that clod of earth from the roots, so the tree's roots again are exposed. Oh, zizao, or if the tree itself moves, like let's say swaying in the wind, whatever the story is, to the point that it shakes off its roots get detached, the tree moves so the roots essentially are exposed again. All these are very similar kind of cases. In all those cases where the tree hasn't moved but the roots are now exposed and have to be recovered, and therefore va'asa'o, now the Mishnayos all have the girza of ke'afar. He makes it like soil. However, all the Rishonim essentially have not a kuf there, not k'afar, but rather a base, b'afar, meaning he reapplies soil around the exposed roots. So the tree hasn't moved, but he has to recover them with new soil. And that being the case, the question is this considered to be a new planting, resetting the clock, or is this the same old planted tree? And the principle is the same. Im yachol lichyos, if the tree could survive, meaning it could survive without having that new soil reapplied, just based on its existing coverage of its roots, so then patur, then the future fruit that grow from the tree are exempt from the orla requirements. Vim lav, but if the tree couldn't survive without having new soil applied around its roots, then chayev, then the clock does reset and you have 3 more years of orla. The chiddush of the second set relative to the first set is the chumrah side, meaning we're saying that even though the tree never moved, you've had a tree that's been in place growing in that very same spot for the last 10 years, you've been eating you know, its fruit for years and years. But if its roots get exposed, the point that the tree will die if you don't recover the roots. So then just recovering the roots constitutes a replanting of the tree. So that the tree hasn't moved, it's as if it's replanted, and the clock would reset in such a scenario. That's the Chiddush compared to the first part of the Mishnah.